All right, so how does it feel to see this production be extended into a place like the Triad?
Yeah, it's great. You know, we started off at the Wild Project, which was the festival that we were at, which was really a nice theater, and then we knew that it was going to be at the Triad for like the grand finale. But prior to our final show with the Triad, I was speaking to Michael Gome of the Triad, who I'm not sure what his title is. I know he's not one of the owners. He might be the managing director. And we were talking about Lone Star, and he was very happy with the show and the audience turnout. So we were talking about not only extending it for these three coming shows in August, but we kind of got the impression that, you know, we could do it as much as we wanted, even in the future. So, you know, we've got these next three shows lined up, but it's great that we kind of feel like we have a bit of a home, that the Triad is, you know, open to having us there sort of whenever we want it. And usually when I finish doing a show, you know, by the last performance, you kind of know, like, okay, you know, I got it out of my system. This was a great run, and now you move on to something else. But I think with Lone Star, we kind of felt like it was building, and we kind of felt like, well, it ended too soon. So prior to the final show, I think some of the people involved maybe felt like, oh man, we got a little bit of the post-show blues before the show even ended. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, it was great to know that it wasn't going to be the final show and that we could continue to do this, you know, maybe as long as we wanted to. And it's also great that the Triad is letting us go on select dates, so it's not like it's going to interfere with other projects that some people may be working on. It's just one of those things that we can kind of just have a home to go back to and keep it going and sort of make it a thing at the Triad. And of course, that wasn't something that we planned on it being when we set out to do this. But we're definitely all pretty happy that we get to continue to do it, get more exposure, and just keep playing these characters that we love to play.
So why do you think it is that you love to play this character? What makes this production so special to you?
Well, it's definitely my favorite character that I've ever played. And I think what's so great about the character of Roy is, like, he's not just this, like, you know, roughneck, you know, ass-kicking, beer-swilling. He's, like I said, I think we spoke about this before, he's a bit of a stone-cold Steve Austin type. I think, because the show has, you know, it's reached a lot of people, including the people who own the rights to Lone Star. So Corinne Walsh is the niece of James McClure, and she had been emailing me down in Florida saying that she thought that the show was going, and that James would be thrilled back in the city.
Wow.
So I had gotten some conversations with her, and I mentioned when I said to her that I really think that Roy is a better character than Stanley Pawlowski. Stanley is kind of like a gorilla, you know, he's like a one-note guy, and it's an iconic character, but I think the great part about Roy is while he's funny and he's tough, underneath that rough exterior, there's a depthful person with some sensitivity. And I think that's what makes him such a well-rounded character, is you kind of just get to run the gamut of emotions with this character. He's not one note at all. Like I said, he could be intimidating, he could be, you know, funny, he can be, you know, he's an alcoholic, he's a Vietnam vet, so he's dealing with all this stuff from that. But I think underneath it all is, you know, he's a guy that is definitely suffering from PTSD at the time, and they called it shell shock. So you really get to explore that character as well. Plus, I think, you know, what's so fun about it too is I've been friends with Chris for such a long time, so to be able to act with him is a lot of fun. And Greg is someone that I have come to know more closely in the last year. He was in Hamlet with me. So it's just kind of like a cast of people that I'm really comfortable with, that I really like working with. I really like the director. We've added the musical element to the Triad shows. One of the musicians is the girl, Jill Gertz, who was in The Collector with me. So it's just like I'm surrounded by a lot of people that I know and respect. So that makes it even more fun. Not only having an affinity for the character, but, you know, getting able to do it with, you know, people that I you know, am really close and friendly with helps a lot as well.
So you talked a little bit about exploration. For somebody that's already seen the play at the Wild Project, how are these themes explored differently at the Triad?
Well, I think with anything, you know, the more you do it, the more things you find and discover. I think I had read somewhere that Al Pacino played a character 185 times before he finally said he finally knew who the character was now, and he finally discovered the character. It was like on the 180th or the 200th performance or something like that. So, you know, the more you do it, the more, you know, you get more comfortable with the character, the more you find new things happening, and then, you know, your scene partner finds new things, which changes things. I mean, I know people that saw opening night at the Wild Project and closing night at the Triad, and they just, you know, said that they couldn't believe how much the play had grown in, you know, such a short amount of time. So I just think, like, repetition, of course, you know, doing it over and over, and, you know, that makes it sound a little monotonous. I think maybe probably a better way to describe it is the more that you continue to delve into the character, the more you learn about the character, the more you use emotions and elements from yourself to incorporate in that character, the more you talk to your scene partner about what's going on. It's just, you know, it's like if you have a game plan as a football team, you know, it's like the first couple of weeks, maybe, your offense maybe is clicking on some facets, but not fully until, like, when you hit your stride midseason and as you head into the playoffs kind of thing. That's when, you know, you really start feeling like everything's working and moving. And I think that's kind of like what started to happen with Lone Star when we got out of the Wild Project and took it to the Triad, and the audiences were so receptive. And we just really felt like, hey, you know, we're onto something here. And we even have, investors that, you know, want to take it to an even bigger venue and make it even a bigger run and pair it with Laundry and Bourbon. So that's kind of like what these next three Triad shows are all about. It's a chance for us to, you know, it's not as big of a run that we just completed in April and May, but, you know, these are more like a showcase, try to get some more reviews, try to get some more press, and use that as ammunition to, you know, get investors to possibly, you know, bring it into an even larger scale off-Broadway production. But I would certainly say for the people that saw it at the Wild Project, not only will they see a tighter, more crisp performance from the three of us, but then there's also the musical element as well that was not at the Wild Project. It's really a totally different show. Plus, there's alcohol at the Triad, and, you know, people get their drinks in before Lone Star even goes up. So by the time we go on stage, everyone's nice and loose. So it's a totally different atmosphere at the Triad.
So I have to ask you, considering, like, how attached you are to this role and to this production, and you kind of outlined, you know, why this character is so special to you, what are your end goals? Like, what do you really want to accomplish through playing this character and bringing this production to as many people as possible? What's the end game?
Well, I feel that, you know, creatively for myself, I've already accomplished what I wanted to do. Just trying to tell the story of Roy and being as truthful as possible. So I feel like, you know, if we never did it again, I would feel satisfied with what I did and what we all did. But I think that because we were seeing that the audiences were really growing and all the reviews were, you know, knock on wood, pretty much universally positive, that we kind of felt like there's more mileage that we can get out of this. And it was never even my intention to try to make it an even bigger Broadway show. I mean, doing it this time was kind of just like an itch that I wanted to scratch. You know, I had played this character in 2010 with Chris, and I had always said that the one character I'd want to do again would be Roy. So that was really the focus of doing this, you know, putting it on contract and, you know, having this kind of be the grand finale. And then it ended up not being the grand finale, and then that's when I was approached by a producer who had said to me that he would like to be an investor on a larger scale production, and that we should, you know, Triad wanted us back. So at this point, I'm just kind of like following the universe. You know, don't get me wrong, I wanted to do it again, but with all these other elements in play now, I just kind of thought like, okay, well, I wanted to do it again. The
Triad ones, there's people that seem to be wanting to put out money to bring on a larger scale production. So yeah, I mean, ultimately, I would love it if we could pair it with Laundry and Bourbon and do like a longer extension off Broadway run. And it certainly seems as if that's a possibility. But I think, you know, these next three shows of the Triad will probably really let us, if that's something that's definitively going to happen or not. But I'm not going into these Triad shows like, oh, cross my fingers. I hope that someone gives us $100,000 so we can, you know, move it to a six-week off-Broadway run. I just want to do it again because I love doing it, and I know that there's people that unfortunately didn't get to see it the first time around that I want to have there. And you yourself, of course, is one of those people. So, yeah, it's just we all love doing it. We all love working together, and we want to just keep it going, and we feel like people want us to keep it going. So that's really where we're at right now. But creatively, I'm very satisfied with how it went.
So are you okay with this being like your career defining role, with people saying, you know, 10 years from now, oh, Matt DeRogatis, oh yeah, Roy from Lone Star. Are you okay with that?
Oh, hell no. No way. No, I'm viewing much, much bigger things than this. I think that I have, there's tons of more roles out there that I want to play. There's still so many things that I can do to get better as an actor. I mean, I think, you know, right now I'm very happy where I'm at, and I think Roy's a strong creation,
mm-hmm.
but in no way do I feel like, oh, I'm happy with this being my career defining role. No way. No, this is part of my evolution, I would say, and I'm thrilled where I'm at right now, but, in no way, am I, you know, willing to say I was happy that I came this far, but no way. There's a lot more for me to do.